Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian Todd McComas, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, news, and foreign presidents right after this.
Everyone's talking about the new hit reality show, Sports Illustrated's SI Swimsuit Model Search. The SI Swimsuit Edition is a top seller every year, and viewers are flocking to watch beautiful women audition. Well, Bob and Tom Television has a swimsuit show now. Forget about the SI Swimsuit Model Search. Check out the CSI Swimsuit Model Search.
Okay, where is she?
She's right down there on the beach, Grissom. They found her body there this morning wearing that red bikini and shoes by Gucci. Well,
she might have been hot last night, but she's cold today.
CSI Swimsuit Model Search. They're looking for a gal with a great body who can lie still and hold her breath for a 2-minute scene on a beautiful beach. Yeah. Tune in to Bob and Tom Television tonight for CSI Swimsuit Model Search.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Did you bring any handcuffs, by the way, Todd?
I did not.
Do you still have your handcuffs from being a cop?
I have a pair at home.
Can you bring them here next time so I can
cuff
chick?
Yeah.
You're gonna cuff.
I'm going to cuff chick to a different room, to a desk.
What? To the desk. Never. The one rule was never handcuff a guy to a file cabinet. I worked with a guy... Uh-oh. Who did that, and he was a legend in the story because it's not hard to pull out the file cabinet drawer and just walk out of the police department.
Walk out!
And did he pretend he was carrying out some files?
That's great.
Excuse me, just carrying some files on here. That's the voice of Todd McComas here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. There's Chick, there's Ace, there's Josh Arnold with the incredible sunburn. And Christy Lee with her bangs. She's giving them a little tufting, if you will.
Yeah, they need cut.
They look great.
Christine.
Stop it. You have a very, very nice, very, very nice bangs.
Thank you, Tom.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, Todd McComas. Todd, a veteran Marine, a 21 years in the police force, and now a great stand-up comedian, also a part of the Pat McAfee organization.
Yes, sir.
And I got a lot of stuff going on, but you're probably not aware that Ace Cosby from our staff is also a... an ace when it comes to the world of comedy, and we have a feature now known as the Ace Cosby joke.
I did not write this one.
Okay, don't.
Already disowning.
Okay.
Oh. Ace Cosby.
Good sir. What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
This dentist had a female patient who said, "I think I'd rather have a baby than have my teeth worked on." And the dentist responded, "Well, make up your mind before I adjust the chair."
You should have took credit for that.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
I just came up with that.
Yeah. See what was going to happen there, Christy.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay. Your mind. Mm-hmm. Need to adjust.
I love those chairs. I wish I had one at my house.
The dental chair?
Yeah. Oh, those are so comfortable.
Didn't one of the cool guys have a barber chair at his...
Yes, the last time I helped a friend of mine move... You know, much a barber. He had an antique barber chair that apparently was made out of anvils.
Well, now there's a hunk of lead in the bottom, I think, is the deal. Yeah.
Of course.
Those dentist chairs, thousands of dollars, Tom. You'll pay quite a bit.
But don't you ever get to the dentist, and at least maybe it's just because we get up so early, you get to the dentist and you get in that thing and go, God, I think I'm going to go to sleep, and all of a sudden they're drilling your gums. I guess not.
I think the,
how do you keep your mouth open if you're asleep?
I think the gas might have something to do with it. But
I've never had the gas.
I've never had the gas either.
Oh, it's good. It's a good time.
Oh, man.
I get it. I get why people are into that.
You are missing out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that when you get your teeth clean?
I'm telling you what. Nitrous bars are the wave of the future. If you want to invest in something, invest in a good nitrous bar.
Tom brings up a good point. Just for a teeth cleaning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you get one of the pain-free teeth cleanings, huh?
Only because I have a thing about leaning back and people hovering over me trying to kill me with sharp instruments.
I see.
But go ahead and keep making fun of it.
You have invisible teeth.
You guys know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Todd, look, Chick has invisible teeth. You never see them.
See?
People say that about me a lot.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. See,
in videos, they're like, how did you get through that entire paragraph and not show your teeth?
I don't know. Oh, my God, you're right. You don't have teeth either.
I know.
You guys are like Muppets.
We are.
You look like Clutch Cargo.
Waka waka!
Speaking of the dentist, you ever get this? I called a dentist not too long ago, and I got the automated message before you get to the receptionist, and the first thing it says is, if this is an emergency, hang up and call 911. Like, if we really have a big problem of people confusing their medical emergency by calling the dentist instead of 911, like, you're like, oh, Nana's not breathing. What should we do? I don't know.
Call a dentist.
Call a dentist.
It's never happened.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think they all have to do that. I think it's some legal
like
thing.
A legal disclaimer.
Oh, really?
So what's the repercussions if you don't put that on there? Does the dentist actually have to handle the call? You're in the chair getting a cleaning, and the receptionist runs in.
Well, ma'am, it appears to be your aorta, but I've got some lead I can put in. What do they put fill in the fillings? What do they make them out of now?
I don't know what they make.
Sort of space age plastic. I think,
okay.
Now they're tooth colored. Now they're not silver anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any silver ones in there?
Yeah, I still do.
Really?
Huh?
They're eating away at her brain right now.
Yep. Well, why not?
Getting that mercury itch.
Is there an itch to having mercury in
I
here?
Doubt it. Maybe they just want to make her feel weird. We have Christy.
Oh, you don't have to work on that.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Do you have the story about the badass model?
I do.
Love this story.
There will be two kinds of beating in this story.
All right.
One would be up. One would be off.
Oh, boy.
A woman modeling beachwear for a photo shoot allegedly beat up a man who'd been pleasuring himself in front of her.
Yay, you go, girl.
Joyce Vieira was posing in a swimsuit on a Rio de Janeiro beach when the man identified as 27-year-old Josini Ferreira began visibly masturbating.
That's right.
I was a harn.
Miss Vieira said she repeatedly asked the man to stop, but said she snapped after he replied, Why? You don't like it? Come here.
Oh,
what's
creepy.
The matter? Don't you like it?
I'm doing this for you.
He's an Italian at Rio de Janeiro, by the way, on the beach. Just so you know.
That's right.
He's on vacation.
As it happens,
you
Ms. Vieira.
You do a Portuguese accent. Go ahead.
Is a former MMA fighter and mixed martial artist and kicked Ferreira, who punched her back.
What?
The punch made me even angrier, she said. I wanted to kill him. She then hit him with several other blows and added, quote, when the guy saw that it was going to get real, he started screaming and ran away.
Yeah, he did. That's a lesson for the rest of the world. As an MMA fan, I'm here to tell you, if you're in Rio de Janeiro, just assume everybody's a mixed martial artist.
That's true.
I mean, they're all from Brazil.
Oh, really?
Anderson Silva, all the
it's
guys.
Like the
are
home just, of jiu-jitsu.
Amazing.
So she's in a bikini, starts beating this guy.
Awesome. Yeah.
The man was later arrested, charged with sexual harassment, though he claims he was merely urinating.
Sure. Mm. Right.
I was just a piece.
This is how I do it.
My pee is always a translucent.
I get a lot of pleasure out of your day.
I don't want to wait to buy the calendar. I like to do it I like to do it right from the tap.
Good for her, man.
And but in this guy's defense.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Wait, you're going to defend this guy?
He was only able to defend himself with one hand. The other one was busy
Have you ever there was a point, I bet, where he was extra special turned on because she was mad about it.
Yeah.
And then it went horribly wrong.
No, no, run it towards me slower.
I like the way Josh does the hand thing every time he makes a phrase.
God, that's weird. Have you ever seen that, Christy?
What an odd world.
Have you ever had a flasher?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Don't be disappointed.
Yeah,
it's a good thing that it happened.
No one would ever want to flash me.
No one wants to
do that. I don't want to encourage it. I'm just saying, no, I've never
All right,
that.
Flashers, line up outside.
Yes, sir.
No.
Christy.
According to a spokesperson, Liberia's president is forced to work from home after snakes were found at his office's building.
That seems like some sort of haunting.
Yeah, two black snakes were seen briefly emerging from a hole in the wall of the Foreign Affairs building's reception area.
Man.
Deputy Press Secretary Smith Toby told the Associated Press.
He's got his name backwards.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
Does everyone backward talk?
I don't know, maybe.
Smith Toby?
The former international.
Hi, McGeechick.
Wall snake.
Arnold Josh. Now, see, your name goes both ways. It works.
Yeah.
Lee Christie, that could go both
yeah.
ways.
Yeah,
there you go.
Deputy Press Secretary Smith Toby told the Associated Press the former international soccer star and president George Weah was told to stay away until the building can be fumigated. Liberia is home to many poisonous snakes, and officials are not taking any chances.
No, not the president.
Yeah, I don't think he should.
Someone get to be St. Patrick.
Can you imagine if they found snakes in the wall at the White House?
Oh, there are plenty
well,
of them.
Wait a minute.
Although there are a lot more in Congress.
Yeah, they're all over.
Slithering all
regular
over.
Regular den over there, yeah.
Oh, God. This is an old...
We have many, many snakes. They're fine. They're beautiful.
This is an old-time radio story, but I'm going to tell because I'll try to explain how this works. But if you see a picture of a radio DJ anytime, probably prior to 80 something.
Mid 80s, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. There are probably still a bunch of them out there. They used to have, ours was called a Gates board. And what I'm talking about is there'd be a control panel in front of you. In this case, it was probably maybe 4 feet, maybe 3.5 feet wide. And it would sit up so how do I describe it? It's almost imagine when you're staring at your computer, it's that angle. It's kind of at an angle in front of you, and it had these big knobs on it. They called them potentiometers,
or pots.
Oh yeah,
pot that up.
You'd say pot that up, but they were big dials like you've seen in old time radio phones. Well, we had one of these. At my very first radio job, you know where that was, don't you, Christy?
I think it was in DeLand, wasn't it?
DeLand, Florida.
DeLand?
Yeah. Why do they? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go.
No, you take it.
It's your
turn.
Why
do they? Why'd they call it DeLand?
Todd, because it's near DeSea.
Oh,
that's I've never really heard that before.
See, people still enjoy.
So,
it.
this station, the call letters were WETO. It was in a kind of a swampy area.
You didn't say it correctly. The call letter.
WETO.
Weedo.
1420 WET.
Yeah.
But it had this old-timey board, and it had these big black potentiometers, and they're the size, like,
they're
almost
softball.
The size of a tennis ball, maybe a little bigger.
Like a hockey puck?
And inside this board are tubes. So, I mean, these things
old
are probably probably valuable now.
Yeah.
But with our radio station was in a swamp, and the air conditioning usually didn't work, so we'd prop open the door. So one day, a buddy of mine goes in, and he's you know, getting everything ready to go because we had to pop the station on the air at dawn. It didn't have an overnight.
It was
license.
A sign-on, sign-offer, huh?
It was a daytimer.
Yeah,
that's right.
And a snake came out of the hole in the board.
Oh, you're kidding me!
While on the air,
it was warm back there.
Yeah.
With the tubes. Yeah.
So hello. Yikes.
Wow.
So anyway, the president of Liberia now has the same situation at the office. That would be terrible.
I wouldn't know how to handle myself. I won't touch a snake.
Really? We'll go,
snakes and spiders, neither one of them.
And you're a badass. You were a Marine.
Hey, bad guys and guns, no problem. Snakes and spiders, I'm calling a professional. Yeah.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
That's a good tone. But good tone.
Love me, you foof.
Now, we have a lot of other interesting things happening in the world today. What else is going on?
We have another president in the news. A comedian named Volodymyr Zelensky has defeated incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in a runoff election Sunday to become the president of Ukraine.
What a country!
Yes!
This is real.
Mr. Zelensky, a political newcomer, is a famous comedian in the Ukraine, and he's well known for playing a school teacher that is elected president on a TV show.
Wow, and he actually became president.
So this would be
crazy!
What? I don't even know what it would be like.
It would be like if we voted Harrison Ford in after we all saw Air Force One.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think I would have voted for Harrison Ford.
He secured a landslide victory in the second and final round of voting over the weekend. So
this guy's a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
Yeah.
At every press conference, there's going to be a two-drink minimum. He'll end it by saying, be sure to tip your waiters and waitresses. And and you learn, never say anything important when the checks come out.
I'll be here all 4 years.
Yeah.
Nice.
Every press conference hosted by an MC. Hey, hi, how's it going? Anybody from here from out of town? This is a real thing in a real serious country. And he won by a landslide.
And when that president bombs, he really bombs, you know what I mean?
You'll laugh or I'll bomb this club.
Oh, God. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. I wonder if his vice president's like his sidekick.
Maybe.
Just laughing all
you're the best.
Ronald Reagan never played a president in a movie or TV, did he?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
God, that's just great. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Played one on TV, we'll now he's a real one.
Well, the previous story you had.
The Liberian president?
That guy was a really famous soccer player.
Yeah. Internationally. Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a really famous soccer player, and he's president.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe when we have President Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd vote for that.
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
People, when Arnold Schwarzenegger ran for governor, they laughed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened.
I mean, Dwayne Johnson, there's no real skeletons in his closet that's ever come out. And it would have, because he's like probably the most famous entertainer in the world.
If you look at
worldwide. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a great singer. Yeah, serious.
That's
Moana.
He's quite good.
He's great.
Have you ever seen him do his bit? My favorite bit that he does.
What is it?
I won't do it justice, but I'll go. Josh, what do you do for a living?
Oh,
it doesn't matter what you do for a living. I love that when he does that.
So, what's the name of the comedian he's the president of? What, Ukraine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
He's sort of like Yakov Smirnoff. Yakov Smirnoff, of course, would talk about Russian culture and American culture, and he would say, what a country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy talks about his ex-wife, and his slogan is similar, but it's just
wow, that's rough.
It's less syllable.
The first syllable, yeah.
Well, Volodymyr Zelensky is the guy's name.
Can you imagine if it's like Bob?
What a...
All right.
We got it.
You get it?
We got it, Rolling Rock.
What a beer!
If Bob Zaney became president, after every press conference, there'd be a merch table.
And fix a section of the speech, baby.
Well, they kind of do that with the spin doctors, right? I mean,
yeah, true. And there was a movie.
What the president meant to say.
With Robin Williams called Man of the Year, where he was like a comedian and he actually won.
What was the one where the guy looked just like the president? So
Dave.
That's it.
Kevin Kline.
That's it. I like that.
That's a clever movie. Yeah,
that was a really good movie.
Looked just like the president.
What comedian would we want as president?
What comedian?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, man. I'd probably vote Gaffigan in. We'd have cool holidays for food and
Thanksgiving would be, yeah.
Yeah.
No turkeys would have been pardoned, I can tell you.
You guys are mean.
He'd get up there the first day. He likes food.
Yeah.
I've got some bad news for the Hot Pockets people. Christy, what have we missed?
Well, remember the passenger recently accused of traumatizing a Taiwanese flight attendant? Remember, he weighed approximately 440 pounds and demanded that she pull his underwear down and wipe his backside for him back on January 19th.
Oh, and he would yell
after
deeper.
After he used the bathroom. Yeah.
This guy was a monster.
Wipe me.
She said he moaned as she cleaned his rear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the unidentified man has died in Thailand of an illness.
he just jerked away. No, that wouldn't be right.
Oh, he wanted to get wiped, although he wasn't planning on getting wiped off the face of the earth. But hey, why not? This is a good thing for everybody.
Apparently, they're working to refund the man's family for his unused return ticket.
Him dying is a good thing for everybody.
So the family, that last sentence says a lot about who these people are. The guy dies, and the family's concerned about the money for his unused return ticket.
EVA Airs says they're working on refunding the man's family for his unused return ticket.
Because I guarantee
someone
because the family called.
Really?
You know, technically, he didn't fly back.
Well, why wouldn't they fly him back to America to bury him?
Oh, would that count? They probably can't. They're probably unequipped.
That would be a different ticket, number one. And then you'd go as cargo at 440 pounds.
Now, which is much easier, by the way.
This guy's a total dirtbag. The world's better without him. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
No, that people are...
He's a horrible person.
People are afraid to go. Look, there are a lot of people we really need to get rid of. Let's face it.
Thin the herd.
Chick, you got a list?
Yeah, I got a list. You know I got a list.
Okay. No, this is like Karma Airlines. This jackass...
It was disgusting.
Why? Of all people, Chick, I mean, your daughter is now a flight attendant. Yes. Can you imagine if she had to deal with this jackass?
Oh, I don't. Well, no. Yeah,
I'm surprised the woman agreed to do it.
Yeah, that's
apparently
amazing.
He was making such a scene that they just went, fine, we'll wipe your ass for you.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that they cremated him over in Thailand.
See, that's what I would
think. Really?
Now, if that was like an available upgrade, I would probably purchase it.
You'd get the wiping?
Yeah, just have somebody, you know what I mean?
It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, why wipe my own?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in a oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.